Leading the news this morning, Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin is stepping up pressure on the Northern Territory to deal with alcohol abuse in Aboriginal communities. She's asked the Northern Territory government to investigate two Alice Springs hotels that may be contributing to the problem. Residents in the Derwent Valley northwest of Hobart are being told to activate their bushfire plans. A large fire is burning out of control around Molesworth and has already destroyed a caravan and several sheds. Fire crews are worried about worsening weather conditions today. The AFL and the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority expected to make an announcement today about drugs in sport and the infiltration of organised crime. The move has been prompted by investigations into the Essendon Football Club. Both are looking at whether Essendon players have used banned substances and whether other clubs and codes may be implicated. At least six people are dead and three villages have been flattened by a 1 metre tsunami in the Solomon Islands. A magnitude 8 earthquake triggered a tsunami warning across the South Pacific. Emergency relief teams are arriving in remote communities on the Santa Cruz Islands. The Fair Work Ombudsman has launched a crackdown on unpaid work. A new report by the University of Adelaide says unpaid work experience and internships are often illegal. It found a growing number of businesses are using the schemes as an alternative to hiring paid staff.